T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All ears are on senior meteorologist Elliot Abrams from AccuWeather's world headquarters. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John. It does look like it's going to get stormy. Now, this first storm isn't really a big one, but it does look like it causes slippery conditions later this afternoon and tonight. Could get a couple of inches of snow, and that makes things slippery. Temperatures very close to the freezing mark, so there can also be some melting. Crews should be able to keep ahead of it. And then tomorrow, that snow should melt because it'll go above freezing. Then the second storm arrives on Saturday, probably starts snowing by the middle of the day, and then the storm continues in the afternoon and night. Now, if this storm were to give all snow, I think we're going over a foot. However, instead of that, we expect the snow to change to sleet, freezing rain, maybe even to plain rain for a while, late Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. And if that happens, we could get maybe a few inches of snow, and then there'd be a whole bunch of slush. And then it would change back to snow on Sunday, and then there'd be snow flurries and squalls, and the temperature would dive to the teens. So it's going to be rough regardless of how much snow we get, but the accumulation, in all seriousness, could range from 2 to 15 inches.
So, okay, let's come back to today real quick. What time are you anticipating whatever to start, and how is that going to impact our afternoon rush hour?
Right now it looks like it starts at... Well, by 1 o'clock, first of all, there won't be anything.
Okay.
And then by 7 this evening, there may be just a half an inch of snow on the ground. So it shouldn't have a big impact on the evening commute. It may just be getting underway. The later you come home, the better running into problems. And then an inch or two maybe overnight, and it stops in the morning.
And then on Saturday, you said midday it starts. And when is it out of here?
It's out of here in the spring when the last big pile melts. But
that's fair.
On Saturday, it's by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there should be nothing. But by 7 in the evening, if we're getting snow, there could be 6 inches on the ground.
Lovely.
And then it snows at night, and it's going to be a close call between this snow and the mixture of snow, sleet, and rain. And that's why there's such a wide range in the possibilities. But the moisture content looks like about an inch of water. And that would translate into 10, 12 inches of snow, if it's all snow.
Appreciate the update, Elliot. Thank you.
Sure thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.